Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. It's the end of an era and a historic beginning of another for Philadelphia Catholics as Archbishop Charles Chaput celebrates his final Sunday Mass as head of the Archdiocese. For Archbishop Chaput, the Sunday evening Mass here at the Cathedral has been his weekly ritual, calling it the highlight of his week. Chaput stood before the congregation for one last time to give a homily focusing on the Sunday Scriptures and the role of the Ten Commandments in their lives. But as he wrapped up his instruction, Chaput paused to reflect on the impending end of the service.
You know, this is my last Sunday night Mass here at the Cathedral, because on Tuesday of this week, I am being replaced by Archbishop Paris, who's a very good man and will serve you very well as your archbishop. But I'm very grateful to those who have supported me at this Mass for the last 8.5 years.
Final preparations continue here for Tuesday's installation Mass for Archbishop Perez, who studied for the priesthood here in the Archdiocese and served in parishes and ministry leadership for more than 20 years. He'll become the first Hispanic cleric to lead the Philadelphia flock. More people than ever are taking flight in and out of Philadelphia International Airport. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, the airport's working to drive those numbers even higher.
More than 33 million passengers went through Philadelphia International in 2019, making it a record year for the airport, according to CEO Shelley Cameron.
The last time we hit numbers this high was right before the recession. And so, again, we were really excited to see those numbers come in.
Cameron says as their numbers continue to grow, they're investing in the guest experience through entertainment, restaurants, shopping, and even a special therapy dog program.
Folks coming through who might be a little stressed, they might not be regular flyers. Many times during their journey through our airport, we'll come into contact with one of our dogs.
A big concern for many of those record number of travelers at the airport is the timeliness of their flights. Cameron says on-time departure rates improved by 6% to help make for a better travel experience for customers. She adds the airport also increased its cargo volume last year by nearly 10%. Well, after your Valentine's flowers wilted, here's a suggestion for what to do with the vase they're in, KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The idea came to Leona Davis a few years ago when her daughter got married. Donate the wedding flowers, which would otherwise be thrown away, to people who would appreciate them. That's how her nonprofit Forget-Me-Not Flowers was born. On Sundays after Saturday weddings, Davis collects the flowers and volunteers help to arrange and deliver them to people in 30 different nursing homes, cancer centers, and other facilities in Philadelphia and South Jersey. Davis includes a love note with each bouquet.
Sometimes we say on our cards, you are loved. It's a very simple but impactful message.
She runs Forget-Me-Not out of her house in Haddonfield. Davis says she's given out 12,000 bouquets in the last 3 years.
Every weekend, we go through hundreds of vases, and typically we go back and get them, but sometimes, you know, they become the property of the resident.
So donations of vases and time are welcomed. Just last week, officials in Pennsylvania announced they were suing e-cigarette manufacturer Juul for using illegal practices to get young people addicted to their products. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, experts want parents to know the battle against e-cigarettes is bigger than just a court case, and they need to properly arm themselves to help keep their kids tobacco-free.
30% of minors across the U.S. tried vaping last year, according to Commonwealth officials who say they're trying to get a handle on the situation.
Now is really the time to look forward and kind of focus on solutions. And for parents, they need to know that the landscape of vaping is rapidly changing.
Christine Storm with Karen Treatment Centers in Philadelphia says there are some signs parents should look for or keep in mind when it comes to figuring out if your child is using e-cigarettes.
Increased need for money, acting more secretive, locking their bedroom door, unexplained sweet scents coming from vape juices.
Storm says parents need to be on the lookout for deceptive advertisements and that they need to teach their kids to do the same thing. To find out about secession programs and tools, just visit kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.